CHLY 101.7 Nanaimo.
Approximately 1 in 3 British Columbians suffer some form of chronic health condition, such as diabetes, arthritis, and congestive heart failure. Conditions like these are often linked to mental health problems like depression and anxiety. The Bounce Back, Reclaim Your Health Project offers mental health support to people coping with chronic health conditions, and the program has just arrived on Vancouver Island. Through education and guided self-help, Bounce Back can help primary health care practitioners to help patients of chronic physical conditions improve their quality of life. The multi-year project was announced in May 2007 and is led by Canadian Mental Health Association's BC Division and funded by the BC Ministry of Health. The Canadian Mental Health Association estimates that close to 50,000 people will be able to access Bounce Back interventions once the program is fully in place. Bounce Back community coach Noah Rootley is with us today via radio. Welcome to People First, Noah.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
50,000 people, that's a lot of people. How common are these problems?
Well, it is estimated that 1 in 3 British Columbians have a chronic health condition of some sort, and you listed off quite a few there. And 1 in 3 of those people that suffer from low mood and worry. And so what you have is you have a large percent of the population who is under the care of their physician. And physicians really found that those low mood and worry issues are as hard or harder to deal with than a chronic condition. So this whole project is very exciting because what it does, it gives the physician's healthcare team a tool and something that they can provide to their patients to help with that low mood and worry that's plaguing them. When the patients have that low mood and worry condition, I've actually heard it from a physician just last week. He said, Noah, quite frankly, it's easier to deal with the chronic condition than it is to deal with the depression.
Noah, how did the program emerge in British Columbia?
Very good question. There's actually an advisory committee on Bounce Back that started the program with physician input. I know the BC College of Family Physicians, UBC Department of Family Practice, and also the GPSC reps, government reps, listened to physicians and created this program. And what the program is, it's a DVD and the guided self-help, and both are tools to give people with low mood and worry tools to help themselves.
So how does it actually work?
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned a DVD and coaching or guidance. So how does it work if somebody has this situation? What steps do they take?
Well, the way they access the program is through a physician referral. And there's many ways they can access the physician in that way. Right now, our job is communicating the program to nurses and agencies in town, so everybody's aware. We're letting the physicians know that the program's available, of course, free of charge to the patient. So it's just getting that community awareness is the first part. And as I said, the physician's referral is how they actually get on board with Bounce Back.
And what specific techniques do the CDs and the supportive coaching provide or encourage?
Oh, okay. Well, the DVD is free of charge, and it's going to be available at all of the family practice clinics in town. So the DVD is actually provided to the physicians, and they're handed out free of charge, and there's no referral there. So just to clarify that, the referral is for the guided self-help portion. And they learn a lot of tools, such as working on unhelpful thinking, problem solving, anxiety and avoidance. They actually get to really look at how things are in their own life and work through steps that have been scientifically proven to help them gain tools to manage their mood.
So it could be, it's sort of like an online workbook with a supportive coaching component included. Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh, good question. It's all done from the comfort of their own home. So the coaching is telephone, over the telephone, and then the materials are actually sent to them in workbook format. So they can work on them in their own time, and then the coaches work with them on just providing that education and motivational support through the materials. So really, the really great thing about Bounce Back is people with chronic conditions who may find it hard to get out in the first place, it makes it very easily accessible to a large volume of people. So glad you said.
And so, in fact, on a day like today, in which you, Noah, were unable to come down to the studio and be with us in person here, nonetheless, thank you for speaking to us on the phone. In this type of situation, an individual using this program would be just fine, and they could be working on these issues without ever having to make an appointment and go somewhere.
Exactly.
Noah, we're going to have to move along here. We're going to call another of the community coaches. Thank you very much for joining us today,
great.
Noah.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Yeah, all the best.
Thanks.
If you would like to participate in the Bounce Back program, talk to your medical doctor about it. Bounce Back also has a toll-free telephone number if you'd like more information. The number is 1-866-639-0522. That's 1-866-639-0522. We also want to mention the CHLY program Living for the Health of It, heard every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Host Pam Edgar, who lives with multiple sclerosis, addresses the challenges and experiences associated with living with chronic conditions. That's Living for the Health of It every Tuesday at 2 p.m. on CHLY Radio.
The Bounce Back program has four community coaches on Vancouver Island. Noah Routley, who spoke with us just a few moments earlier, works in the Nanaimo area. And April Scott Polson is a community coach for the Cowichan Valley. April joins us on the phone from Duncan today. Hello, April. Welcome to People First Radio.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
How are you doing up there? Is there a lot of snow in your area as well?
There is quite a bit, yep.
Yeah. Noah couldn't join us, in fact, in the studio today, but we did talk with him on telephone just a moment ago.
Yeah.
So, April, what would your role be in this particular program? Are you going to be the telephone response person?
Yeah, I'm a community coach, so my role is to help people over the phone. So that works out great for people with mobility issues, and it allows me to reach out to a larger group of people the way that we set it up through a telephone system.
And this program, I gather, would run primarily during daytime hours?
Yeah, our hours can be flexible, though, so it's up to the individual coaches of each area to set their schedules so that they're flexible for other people's needs as well.
Will you also have an office, April, so that people, if they wanted to, could come in and access one-on-one in person?
We do have an office, but our program is primarily set up to do the telephone-based work. So they could come in and meet me if they wanted, but we do our one-on-one work over the telephone.
Can you share with us perhaps an example of someone who's benefited from using this this program?
Well, this program is quite new. It was just launched in November. We did our second phase, so we don't have the results of people that have gone through the program at this point. It's more beginning stages right now.
Right. I think this is quite interesting because I personally know a number of people who have things like experiencing, say, low thyroid problems.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the issues is depression and an inability to be motivated and then end up feeling guilty and sort of ashamed of yourself because you just can't seem to get it together.
Mm-hmm.
So would this type of individual benefit from what you're speaking of?
Yeah, definitely. That's exactly the type of supports that we provide for anyone experiencing a chronic pain or chronic condition, and then having a mild to moderate experience of low mood or anxiety, it really can be beneficial and really help people feel better. And that's the focus and the goal, is to help people feel better so that they have a better quality of life.
How did you end up doing this work, April?
I recently moved to the Cowichan Valley and was quite interested in finding services that helped support people. I have experienced myself with anxiety, and so I think that I looked at it in a personal way, that I wish something like this had been around when I was experiencing things myself. I would have found it very helpful. And I think that so it comes from a bit of a personal level. I have a lot of people that I'm close to that have chronic health problems or have depression or anxiety as well. And so just realizing that there are services out there that can help, improve your quality of life, it makes a big difference, especially when you are feeling anxious or feeling depressed. It's hard to see that things can get better, but they do. So it's I really found it important on a personal level as well.
Also for people on limited incomes and things as well, who don't have automobiles and vehicles,
right,
able to access, sort of immediate assistance without having to go out. And our bus services are somewhat irregular.
Yeah, all you have to do is have a telephone so that we can communicate through phone. And then the program is free. Everything, all the information we mail directly to the participants. So it's no cost at all.
We only have a couple of moments left, April, but I'm wondering if you could just review for our listeners the methods by which anyone who's interested in the Bounce Back program can access this service.
Yeah, it's, through Canadian Mental Health Associations, if you have any questions, you can call your local office. But we're here to answer questions or help give you the support. The program is first DVD, and then the second step is referral through your family physician. So to do the telephone support with me, you'd have to be referred through your family doctor, and we're more than happy to answer your questions. We have our 1-866 number that we can be reached at to help make those connections for people that are interested in the program.
And what is that number?
That's 1-866-639-0522.
Well, we'd really like to thank you for joining us this morning and sharing this information with us, April. And we certainly wish you all the luck with it. And I certainly know I can think of a number of people that I can refer to this particular project. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot.
Noah
Routley is the Bounce Back Community Coach in Nanaimo and Region, and April Scott Polson is the Bounce Back Community Coach in the Cowichan Valley. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Open Minds Open Window Society, both of Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations. Please join us again next Thursday at noon for People First Radio.